seventh parak of Ksuvis Mishnah Yud. Eilu Kaidu Meisha Lahoitza. Even though we said in the previous Mishnah that we do not force a husband to give a get, even if certain serious movement develops, like his arm got chopped off, or leg got chopped off, but there are those that we do force him. Mukesh Shchin, he has some type of Shchin, some type of disease which causes limbs to fall off. Bal Pulifis, and he has a very bad smell coming out of his nose. Hamakamit, Hamatayev, Nechoshes, if his job is to gather the excrement of dogs, which is constantly involved with his has a stench, or he's involved in purifying nechoshes, copper ore, which also causes some type of bad smell. Busi, became a tanner that deals with the hives, that also has a terrible stench. Bein Shayuban actually needs to, whether he had these problems before Nisuin and she didn't know about it. If she knew about it, then we can't force her to get divorced because she accepted it. But she didn't know about it for some reason. She was out of town. Bein Mishanusin Noda, but now we're saying a bigger chiddush that if she got married and she thought it was a regular person, and suddenly things changed and he got either these diseases, the smell, or this type of panosa which caused him to smell. Akulamar Rabbi Meir, Afal Pisha Hitna Ima, even if he made a tonight with her that they should stay married, even though he changes this, or he's going to have this type of smell. I thought that I could manage with this smell. Unfortunately, it's just too much for me. I cannot handle it, and that's a legitimate taina. If she made up to accept these things, she has to go along with it. The one exception to the rule is this disease called Mukesh Shchin, Neshem Mimak Kosei, Mimak Kosei. It causes his body to deteriorate by the fact that they have marital relations, it damages his body, and it can be dangerous for him. Yeah. The reason why this is more severe than the other ones is because they will not be able to keep in their regular marital relations. Yechayla. Maisa Betzidon, there was a Maisa in Tzidon, the person that was involved in this tannery, which he had a bad smell and he died. Vayilo Ach Bus, and he had a brother, was also Bus. And the question is, should the brother do evil? So, why not? She was used to the Bus number one, she should be able to be Mekabel's brother. Amachacham Yechalit Shetayim, Lachicha Yitin Yechal Lekabel, Melacha Eni Yechal Lekabel. Your husband, your brother, I was used to already, I was able to disable his stench, but starting with a new person, I'm not able to accept it.